Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil. We've got an MBS update to start the morning. The Washington Post is reporting that Turkish officials have told the U.S. that they have audio and video recordings that support that Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Alana Shore is reporting that Senator Chris Murphy plans to introduce a resolution of disapproval once Congress is notified of the next potential U.S. weapon sale to Saudi Arabia. Last time, he and Senator Rand Paul fell 4 votes short of blocking a Saudi weapons deal. Murphy predicted they would fare better this time around. Despite the disappearance, Jamie Dimon, Steve Mnuchin, and other big bank CEOs are set to attend a Saudi conference, the Huffington Post is reporting. There are 25 days until Election Day, and we've got some big numbers to report. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has transferred $5.71 million to the NRCC and state party committees over the last 2 weeks, in addition to moving $1.51 million to members. McCarthy has raised $60 million this cycle. He's transferred $18.3 million to the NRCC and state party committees and $5.77 million to members. Speaker Paul Ryan just took his last trip overseas as Speaker, a 2-day stop in Afghanistan with House Armed Services Chairman Mac Thornberry of Texas. Congress just passed a big military spending bill, the first on-time military appropriations bill in a decade. Natasha Karecki is up with a story on the GOP strategy to use Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi in attack ads. She writes that over the last 30 days, close to 100 Republican-funded TV spots feature Clinton, Pelosi, or both, as villains, and they've aired more than 34,000 times, according to data compiled for Politico by Advertising Analytics. All told, she writes, Republican campaigns or affiliated groups have sunk $28.4 million into the Clinton and Pelosi messaging over the last month. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that global stocks have rebounded this morning, calming jittery investors. And Gabby Orr is reporting on the shortlist to replace Nikki Haley. Dina Powell has withdrawn her name from contention. Others on the shortlist, Nancy Brinker, former Senator Kelly Ayotte, and Kelly Craft, who is currently the U.S. Ambassador to Canada. The Miami Herald is reporting that at least 3 are dead and 360,000 are in the dark in the wake of Hurricane Michael. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will depart for Cincinnati at 3:10 p.m. At 5:15 p.m., he will hold a roundtable with supporters. And at 7:10, he will hold a political rally in Lebanon, Ohio. Trump will then return to Washington after the campaign event. And for your radar, CNN is reporting that Trump has done a sit-down interview with 60 Minutes that will air Sunday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.